Lekovit, the beginning of Limud HaRambam, will discuss various responses that the Rebbe gave to various people, benegia to the study of Rambam, and also from the Rebbe's Siches, as the Rebbe referred to aspects of the Limud HaRambam. At one point, the Rebbe said, this was intended for the whole future, that it's kedai v'nochen, it's noteworthy, that in addition to learning the daily shiur of the three prokim Rambam, one of the halachas, or at least one detail of the halacha from the daily shiur, should be studied with depth. Be'efen shel hamoke u'pilpul, in accordance to their quality in the study of Torah, each one according to their ability. Beginning of the Ayim Yem appears the Rebbe's communal work, Shalshelus HaYachas, in Tovshin Dalet Mem 1984, when the Rebbe's biography was updated, and it was mentioned there that the Rebbe calls on Klal Yisrael to begin learning Rambam on a daily basis. The wording that was originally sent to the Rebbe said, Lihishtagel, to exert oneself to learn. The Rebbe crossed out the word Lishtadl. Likewise, in the Mavli, which was in that same edition, in Tovshin Dalet Mem, there was an edition of Hayemim that came out with Haores Vitzayunim, with commentaries. And it said over there, Lahakpid Lilmeit, to be particular, to learn Rambam. The Rebbe crossed out the word lahakpit, to be particular. Just lil meit, to learn. On an occasion, the Rebbe mentioned that benegia to the learning of the shiur Rambam on a daily basis, mateva manoyim, how good and how pleasant it would be if Yidden would sit together, it would be a shiur in public. Or matev, and preferred, according to the cycle of three chapters a day. Harafare, who lives today in Eretz Yisrael, and in the past he lived in Manchester, England, once wrote a duch, a report to the Rebbe. This was approximately in the years Tovshin Mem Zayin to Tovshin Mem Tes, 1987, 1989, and he wrote as follows, that he has a shiur every day in the Beis Chabad with a group of Valabatim, where they learn Rambam one chapter a day. And they learn it be'iyun, in depth, pasha, to know the halachas with the fullest clarity, how much it is possible. And it is a serious learning. And therefore it takes him a lot of time to prepare the shiur in order to know the halachas very well and to relay it to the people at the shiur. And he concludes, therefore he is learning Rambam only one perek a day. The Rebbe responded as follows, Harehu Rav, V'tzorech lias mailim bekedesh, asker al atzion. Harehu Rav, he is a Rav. The Rebbe makes three exclamation marks, and therefore, when it comes to matters of Kedusha, sacred matters, a person always has to accelerate to a higher level. Which, as understood from this answer, that a person should not satisfy himself with one chapter a day, but should go up to three chapters a day of Rambam. On one occasion, the Rebbe said that they should publicize the daily Rambam shiurim everywhere and see to it that many Yidden, as many as possible, should join this study. To Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, the Rebbe wrote as follows, surely his commotion in Benegia, the study of the Rambam, the conclusion of the first cycle and then continuing into the second cycle, and the more that he will commotion and add in this inyan, he shouldn't be concerned if this is appropriate according to the advice of the Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deyos that a person should always take the middle road, not extreme to the right, not extreme to the left. Because we still did not reach a third or a fourth. The Rebbe is implying that he shouldn't feel that he is going to become an extremist b'negiah to Limud HaRambam, because he is still not really anywhere close to that. In answer to a question that someone asked, could he join in the middle of a cycle? He's just beginning to learn Rambam. Should he wait till the end of the cycle and join at the beginning, or he can join in the middle of a cycle? So the Rebbe said he should begin from the daily shiur where they're up to now, in order that everyone studying Rambam will be united as one. And over the time, he should see to it to compensate the previous shiurim. In answer to another Yid who asked, Benigia, the Limud HaRambam, that in the first cycle, the person missed many days, therefore many chapters of Rambam, and now he's up to the second cycle. Is there any point in filling in what he missed in the first cycle? So the Rebbe answered, yes, Mokim, there is a point in also completing b'dieved what he missed out in an earlier cycle. In Tavshim Memtes, 1989, the Rebbe referred to the various takonos that were instituted by the Rabbeim. And the Rebbe said as follows, to strengthen and increase in all Shi'uri Teira, Shi'urim Hakloliim, general Shi'urim based on the takonos Chachomim and Minhagi Yisrael, Jewish customs in every generation and in every place. Including and in particular in this generation, the takone of the previous Rebbe, the study of Shi'uri Chitas, and the study of the Rambam on a daily basis, which were instituted more recently. And although the reason for that is because it is a takona and following the directives of the Chachamim, nevertheless, in the fulfillment of these takonas, a person fulfills the mitzvah aser, or min ha-teira, of studying Teira. Ve'adarabe, even more yet, that he's doing it with a special chavivus v'yeker, and a special cherishing as something which is very unique, since these are heroes of his Rebbe, the Nesi Hador. This is a very unusual expression that the Rebbe says, b'shasei chosid hears, that there is a takona from his Rebbe, it is with a special fund. The Hemshech to the earlier installment, Benegia, to the takona of Limud HaRambam. As we mentioned earlier, that we just began learning the 40th cycle. So Mamela will continue with installment number 2. In Yonim that the Rebbe spoke, Benegia, to the Limud of the Rambam, the benefit of learning Rambam, also Poshet Bigashmis. Just on to add a certain interesting insight that came to mind, and that is that besides we begin learning the Sefer HaRambam, Sefer Yad HaChazaka, so we begin with a pasuk right after we go through the mitzvah sesa, and then the mitzvah leisesa, and then the list of the prokem and their contents. So then the Rambam begins Hilchos Yesedei HaTeira with a pasuk Meshei Chazdecha LeYedecha B'tzikoscha LeYishri Leif. Hakoponim, it is known that the Rambam began writing his Sefer when he was 35 years old, and he wrote it for 10 years. It was after the 10 years, as it is mentioned in Svarim, two people visited him. One of them was his father, and his father introduced the second person, who was Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told his son, the Rambam, that we came to look over your Sefer. And it was approved. And this was when he was 45 years old. When he was 35, as mentioned, he began writing his Chibur, the 14 Sfarim, Yad HaChazaka, Yad is 14. We have the Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tev that a person should say the Kapitel Tilim, the chapter of Tilim that corresponds to his age, and how he was mekabelit from his Rebbe, Achia Shileni. When one looks in the capital of the age of the Rambam, as he was at the time when he began writing the Yad HaChazaka, he was then 35 years old. the Meila, he was saying, Kapitel Lamed Vav 36. And this is where this Pasik, Meshech Chazdecha Liyedecha, appears. Reflecting the age of the Rambam at that time and his Kapitel Tilim. And now we go on to a Sicha of the Rebbe, Zeischanek Etofshem Mvav, as it was translated in English, by Sichas in English, Binagia to the number of halachas, 83 halachas. So the Rebbe said as follows, the number of halachic sections are set at 83, as the Rambam himself writes in his introduction. What is the significance of 83? In the Talmud we find, I will remove machla, sickness, from the midst of them. It was also taught, machla means gall. Why is it called machla? Because 83 different kinds of illness result from it, but they are all counteracted by partaking of bread dipped in salt, followed by a pitcher of water. This reference to bread and water is symbolic of Torah learning, the spiritual bread and water. Thus, by studying the halachic rulings, which are found in the 83 sections of the Rambam, one can neutralize and cure all illnesses. And since it is a Torah cure, it even prevents the sickness from coming. And this will certainly increase the study of Rambam, along with all other areas of Torah study, and may this all bring the fulfillment of the promise recorded at the close of the Rambam. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Hashem as the waters cover the sea.